The story of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. According as it is written in the Gospel of Luke at the 23rd chapter. I'm going to read from the King James translation of Scripture. And the whole multitude of them arose and led Jesus unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, the King." And Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, "I find no fault in this man." And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this very place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that Jesus belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself happened to be at Jerusalem at that same time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things about Jesus, and he hoped to have seen some miracle performed by him. Then he questioned Jesus in many words. But Jesus answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him back again to Pilate. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before this time, they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate called together all the chief priests and the rulers of the people. And he said to them, "Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, and I have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. Nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." For of necessity, Pilate must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all the more, saying, "Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas." Now Barabbas, for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder, was thrown into prison. Pilate, therefore willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them. But they cried, saying, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And he said unto them for the third time, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go." And they were insistent with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them the one who for sedition and murder was cast into prison, the one whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold on one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus turned unto them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren in the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck.' Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two thieves led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the thieves, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his garment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself." And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the thieves, which was hanged with him, railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss." And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly, this was a righteous man." And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding all these things. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our God forever.